Good morning. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shalom of the Cholim. We brought Shalom and Sarah David Ben Rechel Yafah Ben Rav Yafah Ben Rechel Yafah Ben Sarah Shalom and Sarah Ephraim Ben Ea Moshe Ben Chana Yafah Ben Miriam Yehuda Ben Yafah Chaya Sarah Ben Tzimchan Rechel Ben Chana David Ben Sarah Yafah Ben Malka Ben Miriam Ben Yochav Ben Elizabeth Ben Miriam Chana Ben Ben Naomi Rechel Esther Ben Tamar Sarah Ben Chana Gabriela Gittel Ben Rechel Dan Ben Esther Lavdil Elu Nishmat Adishov Bat Aaron Aaron Ben Yitzchak Ben Amin Ben Yitzchak Liel Dina Bat Ephraim and Shimon Ben Mishael. We're approaching Mamash, we're at the end of the book, last few lines. I think we'll read a couple lines today and then we'll finish off the book with Hashem tomorrow before Shabbat. But just to understand, going off what we said yesterday, we said that a person who goes in the ways of Hashem, to fulfill Hashem's words, right, he has to read this Igeret and remind himself about his Midot. Now the Ramban says, Leman tatzleach b'chol derachecha, in order so that you succeed in all of your ways. If you go in the ways of Hashem, you will succeed in all of your ways. You have nothing to worry about. Right? I know there's lots of superstitions, there's lots of people who are worried about Ayin Hara and different types of superstitions, but you know the way our Rabbanim have taught us, the way that we believe in Yahadut and Judaism is that when a person goes in the ways of Hashem, he has nothing to worry about. He does not have to fear about Ayin Hara because he's doing what Hashem's will is. He does not have to fear that people are looking at him. He does not have to fear that he's doing something wrong. If you're doing what Hashem wants you to be doing, and of course each and every context, each and every question has a different context, and the Torah is not a black and white, it's very gray, but each and every place is different. But he says, if you go in the ways of Hashem, you will tatzliach. You will be successful in whatever you do. No matter what, right? This is actually a Gemara. The Gemara says that if you go in Hashem's ways, or even chas v'shalom, a person does not go in Hashem's ways, but if a person decides that he wants to do something, he decides, I want to go in this direction. So the Gemara says that Hashem will come there and help you in that direction. And where do we learn this out from? It says with Bil'am. We learn it out from the story of Bil'am. What was the story of Bil'am? Bil'am wanted to go and curse the Jewish people. So he asked Hashem, and Hashem said at first no. Then he tried to push Hashem, and he's like, look Hashem, I kind of want to go. So what did Hashem do? He said go. And the Gemara explains that not only did he say go, but he went with him. Hashem went with him. As if to say, meaning, Chas v'Shalom, not to say that Hashem went to curse the Jewish people, but it's the Gemara trying to teach us a real lesson that when a person wants to go in a direction, whatever direction they want to go in, Hashem will come with you in that direction. You have to feel that confidence inside you that Hashem is with you in whatever you want to do. Now, how much more so if you're trying to do something that Hashem wants you to do? If Hashem would go with somebody, Chas v'Shalom, like Bil'am, now how much more so Hashem will go with somebody who's trying to go in Hashem's direction? If someone's going in order to gather people for a minyan, if somebody's going in order to gather charity to raise money for a fund or whatever it may be, but you're doing it for Hashem's will, you're doing it for a tzedakah, you're doing it for a charitable organization or for Hashem's, to bring nachat ruach to Hashem, how much more so that Hashem will help you succeed in that way? Not only that, he says, the Ramban says, "V'tizke la'olam haba hatzafun la'tzadikim." You will merit to the world to come that is reserved for the tzaddikim, for the righteous people. Right? We know that Olam Haba is a very special place that the Pirkei Avot teaches us. That imagine you take all of your physical pleasures in this world. You take everything. Think about every physical pleasure in the world. You gather it all together and put it in a jar and you try to close that jar. The Pirkei Avot teaches us that one moment in the world to come is greater than all of that physical pleasure. There's something over there in Olam Haba that has so much pleasure that it's greater than any type of pleasure in this world you can have. No matter what the kind of pleasure in this world you can think of, the most amazing foods and the most amazing everything, it does not compare to one moment in Olam Haba. Now of course we don't do things for Olam Haba. But we know in the back of our minds that there is an Olam Haba set out for us, or as the Ramban says, at Safun Tzadikim, it's reserved for the righteous. For the people who follow in Hashem's ways, there's an Olam Haba waiting for you. You know, I think what the Ramban is saying here is actually very deep. What he's saying is a lot of times you may be somebody who's a tzaddik viralo. You're a righteous person, and it's a very difficult time in life. Parnasa may be not be working out, maybe not be having such a great time, and whatever it may be, in shiduchim, X, Y, and Z. But you have to remember this line from the Ramban. There's an Olam Haba Hatzafun Letzadikim. If you're a tzaddik, if you're a righteous person, if you go in the ways of Hashem, and you fulfill the words of the Torah that Hashem prescribed for us, you have nothing to worry about. Even if life might be difficult here, it's a test for you. It's a test. And you have to remember that if I'm a tzaddik, if I'm a righteous person, and I go in the ways of Hashem, I'm going to have a spot waiting for me in Olam Haba. It's like, I'd like to give an analogy. Imagine you're going to a basketball game. You're going to a New York Knicks game at MSG. You get to the stadium, you have your ticket saved on your phone. You get to the stadium, you walk in, you go to the guy, you try to scan your tickets. It doesn't work. What do you mean it doesn't work? What happened was, the guy who sold you the tickets, it was fake tickets, it wasn't real tickets, you couldn't get in. Okay, now you're trying, you sneak your way in, you get in, now you get to that, you know, you're trying to go down those stairs into the stadium, and there's a guard there, at each and every door, and they're not letting you in. And they don't let you in. Where are your tickets? They show them, they're not working, and you're going back and forth, and they don't let you in under any circumstances. And they have another guy, what does he do? He worked very hard, he got great relationships, he met some people, and just so happens to be that he knows the owner of MSG. He got him, you know, courtside seats. He walks right in, doesn't have to wait online, no tickets necessary, just walks straight in, goes to the courtside. And everyone's looking at him like, why did he get this merit? What zechut did he get to go all the way to the front courtside? And the answer is because he worked hard. It didn't come for free. And the nimshal is, the lesson is, that in this world, if a person thinks it's all given, Hashem will give it to you no matter what, you don't have to work for it, and what's going to happen is, Chas v'Shalom, you can get to the next world, you're trying to scan your ticket, and it's not going to work. Chas v'Shalom. What we'll do though, is we'll follow in the ways of Hashem. You go in the direction of Hashem, like the Ramban is saying. He says, Lelechet batamid achar Hashem yitbarach. Always go after Hashem, what Hashem wants you to do. And when you do that, you'll have a olam haba, safun letzadikim. You'll have a world to come that is ready for you. You'll have a courtside seat ready for you in olam haba, in the world to come. And B'zad Hashem, we get as close as possible. The more we can acquire in this world, the more mitzvot, the more closeness to Hashem we get in this world, that's the closer to Hashem we'll be in the world to come. And this is something I think each and every one of us has to think about going through our lives, that it's not just a given. The harder you work in getting closer to Hashem and bringing others closer to Hashem, that's the closer seat you're going to have in Olam Abba to the Shekhinah. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.